Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and you should send your questions about cleaning or anything else really to joliekerr@gmail.com. With me as always is my partner in crime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave.
Hi.
I never know what to say. I'm always so like curious to see what
hello.
What Hi. Personality is going to come out in your greeting.
Hi.
You could pretend to be excited.
Hello.
There you go. I like that.
Righto.
Actually, even if you're not excited, I'm excited. Because today we're going to do a grab bag episode.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, just to... You did know that.
See, it sounded funny, though, when I said I didn't know.
I prepare.
Yeah,
we're going to do a grab bag episode because I figured it would be fun to shake things up since we did a lot of, like, heavily thematic episodes from during the stretch from Thanksgiving through to the New Year.
How to clean up gravy off of your white coat on a summer
day. Yeah, it was like very specific. Yeah. And here's the thing. I love all that stuff. Like when mid-October rolls around and I start doing all my like planning for November and December and January, because those are my big 3 months, I get super excited about it. But then by the time I get to like mid-December, I start getting burnt out. And I start getting burnt out because, I mean, the media being what it is, it's good to write about cleaning up pine sap in a couple of different places that I write for, and it's good to do a podcast episode, and they're all different. But by the time I'm at mid-December, I've talked about pine sap, like,
right.
You know, ad nauseum, yeah. and I just want a little variety in life.
Here we got it.
So I'm being selfish and doing a grab bag episode today because I personally want... some variety in my life. But before we get into it, we want to remind you, our listeners, that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. We just recorded a doozy of a bonus that our patrons will have already heard by the time that this airs. But we were talking about
G.I. Joe.
We're talking about G.I. Joe, giving up coffee, giving up booze.
All the worst things you could possibly do with your life.
But it still like managed to be like a real doozy of a...
There's a lot of good life tips in there, I thought.
There were some good life tips.
Tim disagreed, though.
I threw some wicked shade at someone I know.
Wicked shade.
So, yeah, if you want to hear me being mean, actually, subscribe to the bonus episodes, because that's where I let it all hang out.
Oh, you know what we should do for a bonus? What? Is we should review the Mark Wahlberg movie that nobody likes about the bombings. Everyone just says it's a really bad movie because...
I mean, there's no way I'm going to go see that movie, though.
Yeah.
Because...
No, I get it.
Bad Boston accents in movies make me incredibly upset. Obviously, Max is real.
Max is good, eh?
Don't Wait, ever do that. I don't know what that was.
Nominally good.
Don't ever do that again.
His name's Tommy in the movie. Tommy.
Don't. You can't even say Tommy right.
Tommy.
I mean, come on. It's Tommy from Quincy. Get out. Stop it. Okay. So I'm not going to go see the movie, so we shouldn't do that.
All right.
But I will say that happened around the corner from where I grew up, in case anyone was wondering where in Boston I'm from. Okay. But bonus episode. So we have to remind the people that if they would like access to the bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards, we offer those to our premium subscribers, and you can become one of those by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson. You can check out all of the packages that we're offering. and select the level of giving that's right for you. We appreciate your support so much because it helps to underwrite our show. And we would love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like us to consider making available. Like if you would like to go see Patriots Day with Dave.
Tommy.
Don't.
I'm Tommy. I'm the hero that's a composite of all the other people
I'm
in the movie.
I'm about to smash your face with this tablet. I think,
Wicked hard?
I think that the whole 30 Rage just kicked in, like, right at that moment where you're
30
doing
Rock
it.
Is
Don't
a good show.
Stop it. Oh, my God. You guys, bad actors and Dave's bad Boston accents make me so upset. The Departed was almost ruined for me.
That's a really bad movie.
But it's a great movie, actually. Oh. I love that movie, but it was almost ruined for me by the bad Boston accents.
Alec Baldwin's accent in that movie
Alec
is so
Baldwin's
ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Accent was so horrifically bad. It gives me nightmares.
Who are you? I'm the guy that does his job.
Terrible. All right, let's move on. Let's move on from bad Boston accents and get into this grab bag. Our second ever grab bag. The grabbing.
Oh, this is
very
weird.
Excited.
This is this email from Samantha. She wants me to read it in a Boston accent.
No, she does not. Don't.
It says it right there.
Don't make me fucking kill you.
Cats are assholes.
Okay, so we got it. You know why I opened with this one. Yeah. All right, so this is from Samantha.
Samantha says, "Dear Julie, as you know, cats are assholes."
That's right, Samantha. Samantha knows a lot.
Of course they are. Despite the fact that we use fancy and expensive silica litter and had just bought our cat a new larger litter box, he still peed on the little mat in front of the box because he's an asshole. That's my edit. Again, usually I catch this before I vacuum because he does this a lot, but this time I did not. I noticed the vacuum was wet immediately after vacuuming the mat. I cleaned the floor and wiped off the vacuum head with water and finished cleaning. A few days later, when I turned on the vacuum, it smelled like cat pee. I Googled how to clean a vacuum plus Julie Care. I was going to say cat pee. But alas, nothing came up that could help me, so I went to the next best thing, Reddit.
I just want to say that I'm very glad that the ranking goes Jolie,
right.
Reddit.
Makes sense. Reddit.
I actually really love Reddit because I don't go to the bad places on Reddit, and there are some really great pockets.
Are there?
Yeah, there are, and I'm going to talk about one of them in relation to this question.
Where was it? Reddit. Reddit said I could dismantle the vacuum and soak all the non-electric parts. Soak them.
Non-electric parts.
Yeah. I was like, wait, hold on.
That's a crucial part.
Reddit's trying to murder you. Which I did with an all-purpose cleaner, and while it now looks clean, the vacuum head and lower portion of the tubing still smells like pee. Yeah. I'm not really sure what to do now. The vacuum is a bagless canister style with pop-out bristles, no beater brush. I'm afraid bleach will damage the plastic and metal parts. Please help. She sounds really desperate. Please help.
I get a lot of, like, really panicked-sounding emails.
I have a toddler and a very fluffy cat. Oh, those are the worst cats, too. I can't be out of a vacuum for more than a few days.
All right. So I'll
just add the salutation. Sincerely and thank you, Samantha.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Sometimes they do sign off and I don't include them because it's like, love you, love Dave. And you always make.
And then
you make fun of me. No, here's why. Because I was leaving them in when they said Dave and you'd be like, we thought you cut out the accolades. And I would say, but I left it in because it was a thank you to you.
All right. If I can't do a Boston accent, you can't do the Dave impression.
But then it's my show. I can do whatever I want.
I mean, park the car and have it, y'all, Lozo.
Dave, you're so bad at it. You're so incredibly bad at
Boston
it.
Boston Common.
Stop it. So anyway, it's probably the case that she had some sign off that was like that. And so anyway, don't all go after Samantha for being rude, because Samantha is great. I have an easy solution, actually. Super, super, super easy. But before I get into it, I wanna mention two things. First, I want to talk about the Jolie Care Google Foo, because Samantha did something that I want all of you to know about and think to do. Not because I don't love your questions. I do, but I can't answer all of your emails. And a lot of times, actually probably like 99% of the time, the answer to your question is probably somewhere out there in the Jolie universe, right? Because remember, in March, I will be celebrating 6 years of having done this job. And I've written for a ton of different places. So the answer to your question is probably somewhere out in the universe, and you should use the Jolie Care Google Foo, which is basically just type in your cleaning problem plus Jolie Care like Samantha did, and you'll come up with something. Now, Samantha didn't come up with an answer. There are old instructions on how to clean a vacuum on an old post in the hairpin. I believe there also may be information about that in my book, but I truly cannot remember now if I wrote about that in the book. But that is one thing that I've not talked about a whole lot, probably because, first of all, because people, I haven't gotten that many questions about it, but also because it's so different depending on the type of vacuum you have. And really the answer is, like, go to the manufacturer website, look up the care instructions and follow those. Although that's not what I'm going to actually give you a full answer. You're not gonna have to ask anyone else. There is a way to do it very easily. The other thing I want to say, is I want to mention two things about Reddit. So the first thing is in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
And of course I would say this, in my opinion, the best AMA on Reddit is one that was done with a vacuum repairman. It is fascinating. I stumbled on it a couple of years ago. I was researching, some vacuum question. And I stumbled on it, and I found what I needed in it. But then I also bookmarked it and was like, note to self, go back and read that whole thing. And I did, and it was fascinating. And he got tons of great questions. He gave incredibly detailed and interesting answers. He has a very clear POV about certain types of machines. That was interesting. I mean, I would just say it's sort of a surprising little gem on Reddit, and if this at all tickles your fancy, I would say go look for it. If you just Google, Reddit AMA vacuum repairman, it'll come right up.
So you're saying that the vacuum repairman didn't suck?
That's right. I knew exactly where you were going with that.
No, you didn't.
I did. I mean, I didn't step on your joke. I didn't, because I was being nice and letting you make it, but I knew you were going. Anyway, it was great. The other thing to mention about Reddit is that there's a subreddit called Life Pro Tips, LPT, Life Pro Tips. It's r/Life Pro Tips. That's a great, great little subreddit. There, it's very nice. I did an AMA in that sub when my book came out. And I was pretty nervous about the idea of doing an AMA, right? Because those things can go sideways real fast. And in fact, I had no trolls. No one was nasty. Everyone asked great questions. They were funny. They said thank you. It was a really, really great experience. And I'm subscribed to that subreddit. I'm subscribed basically to three subreddits: Life Pro Tips, Bravo Real Housewives, and Reddit Lacqueristas.
Reddit what?
Lacqueristas.
Oh, like lacquer.
Nail varnish. Yeah. Yeah, of course, because those are the only three things I care about in life.
Lacqueristas.
Are cleaning Bravo and nail varnish.
It should be lacquer room talk.
Oh.
That's what they should have called it.
Wait, my nail polish podcast is going to be... okay, so there's my spiel about Reddit. But let me tell Samantha what the answer is, because it's so easy. And she's going to be psyched because she's already got this.
Throw away your cat in the vacuum.
Yes, throw away the cat. get rid of your cats. No, actually, disassemble the vacuum and take the parts that are smelly and bury them in kitty litter.
Hmm.
Yes, you already have that because you have the cat. So the kitty litter is basically going to absorb the odor of the cat pee just like it does in the box. So I leave it, like 12 to 24 hours. It depends how strong the smell is, really, but 12 to 24 hours should do it. And then obviously use clean kitty litter. but on the tail end of it, after you've used the kitty litter to deodorize the vacuum, you can still use that litter in the box.
Hmm.
So you don't have to, I mean...
Makes sense.
If it's expensive, something you can dump it if you want. I mean, but you said you use the expensive stuff. So anyway, so that's all you have to do is just bury it. And that's actually a great trick for deodorizing all kinds of things that can't be cleaned with liquid.
Like my suits?
No, that can go to the dry cleaning, which is cleaned with solvent. So it's something that couldn't be cleaned with liquid or solvent. And do you remember the difference between liquids and solvents? What cleaning and dry cleaning?
Yeah, obviously, of course.
I think we've talked about this on the show.
I think about it all the time. Liquids are wet.
Yeah.
And so, solvents are what you would use to figure out.
Well, solvents are wet. Solvents are wet. They just don't contain water. Like think about gasoline is wet.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Wait,
so don't drink gasoline.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. So that was the easy thing. The other thing I would say that I would try is Lysol may do it. Just mist. I mean, I understand you don't want to get the electrical components wet, but I think misting it with a little Lysol would probably not short out your vacuum.
Wait, after you submerge the stuff in the kitty litter, do you have to like wash out the kitty litter? Like, won't it get into stuff? Like, if you have like a
Because it's dusty.
Your,
I mean, you just wipe it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because here's the thing: a vacuum is designed to deal with dust, right? I mean, you vacuum up dust. A vacuum isn't going to like crump in the face of dust and its parts.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so there you go.
There it is.
That's, I mean, it, pretty easy. But yeah, I mean, it's a weird problem. And actually, I was up at the Vox offices yesterday. And I ran into my old editor, Corey Sika, who also was the very first guest on the very first episode of this podcast. He now has three cats.
Oh my God.
The first episode of the podcast was all about cat. It was about cat hair. We got cat hair and human hair, actually. we did a twofer. And Corey was my guest, and he at the time only had two cats, but now he's up to three. So we were talking cat stuff. So I forgot to ask him in the office because we had so many other things to catch up on. But I emailed him this morning and asked if he would come back as a guest. So for people who are fans of Corey Sika, I'm working on it. Corey is very cat-like himself, and so he did a very cat-like thing for me in which he responded immediately to my email saying, well, yes, of course, let's make it happen, and then never responded to my follow-up saying, like, okay, what day in January would you like to come in to record? Which is just like a cat to, like, come up and give you all this affection and then, like, dart away and be like, nope.
Cats.
Yeah,
fucking cats.
Anyway, so you guys, but I'm working on getting Corey back. Corey is a hell of a good time. So, all right. So there we go. There's our first one. We have this question is a doozy of a question.
Yeah, it's
And I will say I did cut out the some of the accolades, but she is a person who saw me on the Rachel Ray Show.
See, that was very good for your brand.
Yeah. So she saw me, and then her mom bought her my book. And she said that she thinks that her mom also saw me on the Rachel Ray Show, and that was how she found out about my book and bought it for Sonia. So here's Sonia's question. Dave's going to read it. This is a good one.
Okay,
it's got lots of all caps.
It's got a lot of all caps. Yeah. It's got some length. It's got some humble brags in here too. It's got a lot. It's got everything really.
Yeah.
I think. So here's my story and question. Over Christmas, I had a party with about 15 friends and my new boyfriend and a few of his friends too. There were about 20 people over. It was both a Christmas party and a housewarming party, since I just finished a big remodel of my new house and finally moved in. All caps, yay. I want to make sure we get the all caps parts in there since you brought those up. Big job, new carpet and paint throughout too. Well, partway through the party, I noticed that, down a hallway towards the bedrooms, on my brand new cream carpeting was a all caps red wine dribble that went all caps all the way down the hallway. About 20 feet, 4 exclamation points.
I think I would just lay down on the carpet and die.
All right, guys.
I would just give up all hope. I'm done. Time to get a new place. Tapped out.
My first thought was, all caps, what kind of animal would do this? It's almost like they were leaving a Hansel and Gretel trail to follow back to the living room. When I followed the trail into the bedroom, I saw what happened. A bear had entered my apartment and took the wine and spilled it all. No, she didn't say that. A guest. Would that be cool though, if like a bear had broken in? That'd be a hell of a story. A guest invited by this new boyfriend. Oh, she deflects the blame onto the boyfriend.
Yeah,
good stuff.
It's exactly as it should be.
It's what you do.
It's what one does.
A guest who lives down the street and was, quote, just stopping by had brought his toddler. Oh, fuck off.
Nothing worse than a drunk toddler.
Just, yeah, you know, toddlers can't hold their alcohol. They suck. When he arrived with the kid in the stroller, he picked up a glass of said red wine and placed it into the stroller's drink holder and then proceeded to push his nightmare vehicle down the hallway.
Made me laugh so hard.
Dribbling the wine all the way. So now it looks like someone peed bloody piss all the way down my hallway. That's not what bloody piss looks like. But I see that it's imagery. It's good stuff. Yeah. Other than recarpeting the hallway, is there anything I can do? Help, please, I beg you, Sonia. Well, first of all, you murder the kid.
Yeah.
That's step one, because it's the kid's fault. Because if the guy didn't have a kid, he wouldn't have brought the stroller. He would have put the wine down on the table like a normal adult. Problem solved.
Right. He would have carried it in his held it in his hand.
But that only works if you have a time machine, so maybe don't kill the toddler.
Yeah.
It's up to you. You proceed how you want. Jolie's probably got better advice than me besides child murder.
I mean, I don't know if that...
I mean, that's what you were going to say. I'm sorry.
If that kid did that in my house, that kid should run.
Okay, kid, I'm going to give you a 10-second head start.
All right, first of all, parents, please do not use the cup holder of your child's stroller to transport red wine.
He probably thought
white,
it was funny, too. He was like, look, I got it in the kid's stroller.
Yeah, he probably did think it was funny. It wasn't.
Kill the guy. Don't kill the kid, actually.
Okay, look, Sonia, I have a super easy $30 fix for you. Mm-hmm. Easy. You should go and rent a rug cleaner. Rug Doctor rents machines, those big machines, they rent them for $30. You can get them at any supermarket, home improvement store, like, you know, Home Depot, Lowe's, any one of those kind of big box stores. They'll do those kinds of rentals. Hardware stores is the other place, you know, just like Ace Hardware, whatever. They will do the rentals too. You'll need a car because you'll need to transport the machine. It's quite large, back and forth to your house. But that is going to be the easiest and simplest solution to this particular problem. Ask what cleaning solution they recommend for red wine. If they don't have one that they recommend, I would suggest getting Wine Away. So now, Sonia, I know that you saw me on Rachel Ray, so I know that you know about Wine Away because that was one of the product demos that I did on the show with Rachel and Emeril. So I would say use the Wine Away in concert with a rug cleaning machine. I would actually say, so here's the thing. You can absolutely rent them for $30, and that's a great, fairly low-cost option. I would actually suggest that you go to that neighbor and tell him what happened and ask him to pay for it.
Yeah.
But you also may not want to do that with a new neighbor, so I understand that. For over $30, like, blah, blah, blah. But,
yeah. Set the tone.
I mean,
tell him to pay for it.
I think it's really crummy that he did that, and I have to believe that he noticed that it happened, that he didn't say something to you or apologize. Like, I just think that that's really, really crummy behavior. But again, really up to you as to whether or not you want to ask him for payment, or if you want to just chalk it up to neighborly relations and say it's $30, blah, blah, blah.
Or we get his phone number and make the call ourselves.
We could do that.
Come on.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Follow up with us, Sonia. This would be vigilante justice on Ask a Clean Person on the podcast. Here's the thing, though. Because you just did this big reno and you put in cream-colored carpeting, that carpeting is going to get dirty. Hopefully no one's going to, you know, dribble red wine pee down it ever again. But just by dint of, you know, walking around, even if you're a shoe-free house, you know, it's the carpet's going to get grimy. Things are going to get spilled on it. I think it might not be a bad idea for you to invest in your own carpet cleaning machine that you just have. So the home use machines that you purchase rather than the ones that you rent are not as huge as the ones that you rent, and they're easier to use, which is actually kind of the big thing. Pushing one of those big machines, like if you're a petite woman, or a particularly weak man.
Why'd you look at me when you said that? Got really focused in the eye contact there all of a sudden. Or a particularly weak man.
Dave.
I'm trying to work out, all right? Leave me alone. Shame me.
Pushing one of those big machines is kind of a bear. So, and because you've got this cream carpet, like having to go rent one every time you need it, blah, blah, blah. be realistic with yourself as to whether or not you'll actually use it on the regular. If you will use it on the regular, go ahead and make the investment to buy one. The at-home machines range in price from about $80 up to about $150. I mean, there are ones that are more way more expensive, but basically you're talking about it, the, you know, $80 to $150 range. The Sweet Home, I just keep like giving out the Sweet Home's
Sweet Home
address because they're so good. Yeah. It's such a great resource.
You're in the pocket of Big Sweet Home.
I am in the pocket of Big Sweet Home.
We know,
yes,
it.
I am indeed. I am. They have a guide to carpet and upholstery cleaners, so you can check that out. And you know, you can just look at all the different features. And you know, as the Sweet Home does, they go through very thoroughly and talk about the different kinds of features that different models offer, the pros and cons, what is actually good and useful, what's kind of junk, and blah blah blah. So go and check that out. I think that that's really gonna help. Now, if you're hearing this and you're like, oh, I don't want get a machine, that's okay. I totally understand that. If you don't want to do that, you can go ahead and get the wine away and just use that without the use of a machine. It's just going to require, you're just going to be down on the floor scrubbing this 20 feet worth of red wine pee-pee dribble. I love that imagery so much.
Maybe the kid pushed the stroller.
No, I don't think the kid pushed the stroller. Uh-huh. I think the kid was in the stroller, and the guy. I think it's just tippy. And here's the thing: when you're pushing, Have you ever pushed a stroller?
I mean, not like for long periods of time, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you're pushing them on carpet, they don't actually glide. Right, because they're really designed to work on, you know, hard surfaces.
Oh, I see.
So like, that's why. So it was.
He gets the glass. He's got to push the stroller.
And it's sort of tipping.
Can't use one hand. Talk about a weak man.
Talk about a weak man. Exactly. You should have one hand holding that wine and one hand pushing that stroller. I will say though, they are kind of hard to maneuver with one hand.
Maybe the kid's large too for his age.
Well, it's a toddler, so I mean that's. You
what know. Does that mean? Like he's 7, 8? What does toddler translate to?
No, toddler is like
12.
No, that's tween. Yeah, 12 is tween.
See,
13 is teen.
24?
Your age.
19?
Toddler age.
69?
Nice.
All
right. So, well, listen, on that note, let's take a break. And then when we come back, we actually, it's not necessarily a cleaning question that we have. We have ethical question, I guess. This is what it really is.
So I'm glad I'm involved in helping solve this man's ethics
All right.
crisis.
So Dave and I will be right back with more of our potpourri of cleaning questions. This is Ask a Clean Person podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. Dave and I have been answering a potpourri of questions. That's the other reason I like doing the grab bags, because I like being able to say potpourri.
Sounds like poopery.
It does sound like poopery. Oh, we have some here. Were you here when I dropped it off?
Wait, what?
So, potpourri.
Oh, no. I was just thinking, I just like saying poo.
Oh, okay. So I talked about this in the last episode about the floors, that I was doing all this product testing. So every year I do this, like, I'm part of this product testing panel for Family Circle magazine. They do new cleaning products, and they send, there are like, well, like 5 or 6 of us that they send like a huge heap of new to market or products that are just about to come to market. Cleaning products, they have us test them and, like, you know, write what we like, what we didn't like, do a rank, blah, blah, blah. And one of the products that I got this time around was VI Poo. So Poo-Pourri has like all of these different, it smells very fruit. Dave's spraying it in the studio. It smells very fruity.
It's good. I like it.
So the Poopery people have all of these different like brand names for basically the same product. So the one that I got is called VI Poo. It has a floral scent. Oh, it's like a really strong floral scent.
Good.
It's sweet too.
Like it
smells like candy. It smells like some kind of candy to me.
It's weird too because my mic really smells like talcum powder today.
I know what it smells like. It smells
it's a good combination.
Like it smells like bubble gum. That's what it smells like to me. It smells like
It smells like Jolly Ranchers. I think is the smell.
Yeah, similar to that, but it's actually
like I can almost taste the Jolly Rancher in my mouth right now as it flows through the air.
This was one of the products that I tested. So if you guys don't know what Poopery or VI Poo is, it's this stuff you spray it in the toilet bowl before you poop.
Before you poop.
Yeah, you spray it before you poop and it creates a smell barrier between the water and the air. So that when you poop, the poop goes under the water and there's like a barrier that the smell can't get out. And it actually does work.
It's amazing how like 60 years ago we were in a space race. We were trying to get to the moon.
Yeah.
And now today's scientists are like, how can we make our shit not stink inside the bowl?
Exactly.
Where have we gone wrong, America?
So anyway, I mean, this would be very, very helpful for the Tinder set.
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like when you're early stages of dating someone and like, you know.
Well, I mean, if you
don't want them to know that you poo.
I mean, you have
this is a big thing for women.
No, but like you have to get, I mean, if you're in there for more than like 15 or like 45 seconds, we know what you're doing.
Yeah, but you're probably not thinking about it because you're probably like not thinking about anything.
Oh, because like we're outside like
chopping wood doing what dudes do. I don't know. No, I'm just telling you. You don't need to fight me on this. I'm just telling you, it's a big thing that women like stress about.
No, I know.
But
like, it's
so anyway. So
great.
It would be great for the Tinder set. But I don't particularly need it in my own life. So I brought it to the office because our podcast studio office only has one bathroom.
It always smells good in there. I feel like whenever I get here, I pee.
And everybody
nice.
Was like, "Oh, we need that. Thank you." So anyway, there we go. Sorry, we got totally. How did I even get started talking about the Poopery?
Because you said Poopery and I said poo.
Oh, because I said I love to say the word Poopery. That's right. Okay.
Poo's
so
funny.
Okay, we have so all right, let's get to our ethical question.
Okay.
From Augustus.
Augustus.
Oh, I didn't even put Augustus's name in the
Augustus Gloop. He's at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I know because he has a sign off, but I didn't write my like.
All right. Augustus says, "Hi." Hi, Augustus.
He also emailed both of us. I don't know if you noticed this. You were copied on this email.
Was I?
Yes. Because it's a hockey-related question.
I hate the new Gmail. I feel like I don't get stuff. Like somebody sent me something else too, podcast-related, like another podcast that I didn't get because it went right into my spam folder. He never emailed me. Like it's not like I put it in there on purpose.
Oh.
It sucks.
I had that happen with Twitter. I just realized that when I got verified, they had ticked off some kind of like filter, and I was for months not seeing like a good like two-thirds of the tweets that people were tweeting at me.
Oh, really?
So if you tweeted at me in the past, like, 6 months or so, and I didn't respond, it's not because I was being rude.
I do that, too. Like,
it's because I literally didn't see it because Twitter was filtering it out for me.
I put my filter on because and it works great, but, like, there are times where, like, I won't see a reply from someone, like, who I follow. Like, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right, and that's, it's, yeah.
So it's kind of, but, you know, it's for sanity purposes. So if I've ignored you, trust me, it's probably not intentional.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Anyway.
I don't know.
All right.
Okay. So Augustus here. He's got a thing. He says, I have a spray bottle filled with a solution of white vinegar and water that I use to spritz my hockey gear after I take it out of the bag. I am smoking a brisket for my friends this weekend, and I've read that you should also spritz a brisket with a solution of white vinegar and water. Since it never actually comes in contact with any of the gear, I am considering using the same bottle for cooking and cleaning duty. But I am somewhat reluctant to serve food to my friends that has been in contact with anything that has been anywhere near my hockey gear. But I am also kind of a cheapskate. Should I go out and buy a new spray bottle or just use the one I have? Buddy, if it's in the bottle and you close the lid when you're done, I see no issues here.
Yeah, I don't either, actually.
Right.
I really don't. So I think the thing is that he's not so much worried about the solution as he is that, like, the bottle.
Nozzle.
Yeah. But it's not like it's a spray bottle, so you're necessarily not having it come in contact with the gear because you don't put the nozzle right up on your pads to spray them.
No, but like if it's in the bag with it and it's rolling around in there, maybe it touches it. You know what I mean? Like he has the bottle in the bag, he unzips the bag, he pulls out goalie pad, sprays out, pulls out the thing. And
oh,
then,
I wasn't envisioning that he was keeping the spray bottle in the bag.
Wait, let me see. It doesn't really specify.
It doesn't specify, but I kind of got the impression that it was not being stored with the stuff.
I think it has to be. Otherwise, like what would his like concern be? Like if it was just like on his dresser or something, then it wouldn't
I think he just feels weird taking. Which this I understand. I understand this, the like.
No, it says it never. He says it never actually comes in contact with any of the
gear.
Right,
yeah, he's not throwing it in the bag. I think it's just like, this is the stuff I use to deodorize my hockey pad. Should I actually be spraying it on food that I'm going to be serving to my friends?
Oh, then go crazy.
Which, I mean, I think it's totally fine. I see no problem with this at all. In fact, I would tell them about it. I would be like, oh.
While they're eating.
Yeah, exactly.
like Kramer on Seinfeld. Yeah. I prepared this where I bathe.
Which this is, there's a Vanderpump Rules tie into all of this. Oh no. Yes, because we're going to do our bonus episode on Bravo catch-ups. That there was a recent episode where one of the Toms, because there are two Toms, Dave, one of the Toms was asking the other Tom and Jax to be groomsmen in his wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And they... Those two have a history of pulling pranks and hazing Tom, who's getting married. And so Tom was like, I have to return the favor. So he cooked them this super nice dinner and then asked them to be the groomsmen. And then when they were finished, was like, I have one last surprise for you.
Oh, no.
He had gone out running.
Oh.
And gotten all super, super sweaty. And then he made shrimp cocktail and he made steak. And he took the raw shrimp and the raw steak and he, like, put it on his sweaty butt. And he took photos. And so he handed them envelopes with the photos of him, like, with the, like...
The fuck is wrong with people?
Raw shrimp lying on his sweaty tush.
Did they beat the shit out of him?
No, they didn't. They were like, that's genius. And also, this steak was really delicious. But he told them after they ate it. So there you go. I mean, Augustus, I think this is totally fine. I would be curious to hear.
Send us some brisket too.
Yeah. Well,
come on.
I don't know that I want the. I don't think I want his hockey brisket.
Oh, so you're being a little bit of a hypocrite.
I guess. No, I'll take brisket. I'll eat the hockey brisket.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I'll eat the hockey brisket.
Send it care of Jolie Care.
Yeah.
Acast Studios.
I'm curious. I want to hear from the listeners what you guys think about this. Like, would you be freaked out if you were served hockey brisket? It's not hockey brisket. That's the thing.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know.
I think this is fine.
I don't think it's an issue.
It's fine. Yeah. Well, shoot, I thought we were gonna have more to talk about. I actually was like a little bit worried that this was gonna be a thin episode and that I should have four questions in the grab bag.
But yeah, no, I mean, like, again. Unless it's in the bag with it, and even then, I'm not even too concerned if that's the case.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, we're gonna do something really wild because we've got about 10 more minutes left in this episode.
Do we?
Yeah. I'm going into.
Oh, should I take the other side of it then, just so we can have a crazy debate?
No.
No, you should never serve that. That's how these like sports hot take shows work. People will just take different sides of arguments and say crazy stuff, and then millions of people listen, and then we become millionaires. That's how it works. We can do the sports take version of cleaning stuff. Like, whatever you say, I'll just say something crazy and be the opposite.
No.
Yes.
I've got another question.
No more questions. I'm doing it now. We're doing a bit. Pretend we're angry.
I don't
want to
do this bit.
I want to do this bit.
Not your show.
It is my show.
You're fired.
I'm not
fired. Oh my
God,
everyone's going to be so happy that I finally fired Dave.
No one's going to be happy about that.
Several people are going to be happy about that. It's like, they keep getting these. The best fire Dave email was someone wrote, clean Dave off the show.
What? How come you don't forward me these? No one talks to me like that.
Because I'm kind. I'm going to forward you hate mail. You yell at me when I leave the accolades in. Maybe I should just forward you the hate mail.
Why don't we read some hate mail? Let's read a hate mail to fill out the rest of the show.
No, I don't feel like reading hate mail. Because that's harder to find because I have a weird filing system for stuff like that. No. Here's a quick question.
Okay.
Listen.
All right.
Chad. Hi, Chad. Chad's going to be super excited because Chad is like... A super instructor. No, he's a super dedicated listener, and he emails me all the time. He sends really, really nice notes to me, and he's one of our patrons, and he listens to all the bonuses, and he really loves them. So he's going to be really excited that I'm reading one of his questions, and this is a pretty easy one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to read it, or do you want me to read it? Why don't you read it?
Yeah. I'll read Chad's.
Yeah, you can even read the little postscript.
Jolie, I have the office to myself today. Ooh. Maybe if you're not doing anything right there.
I imagine this is like, there's like some clean person fantasy that's going on. I'm going to Clorox my whole desk.
Dear Penthouse, I didn't think this was ever going to happen to me, but it's totally true. Okay. He says, I have the office to myself today, so your podcast and bonus are being listened to over the speakers. I recently bought a fountain pen. Oh, he's showing you his status.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm giving it a whirl to see if I like it and if it works for me. I know goddamn well that I'm going to get ink all over my shirt. I have the ink rubbing alcohol association in my head. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I thought that was like a body. Is that like an official association? And I have used it semi-successfully before. Is this going to be the case for fountain pen ink? I got that on my hand today, fiddling around with the pen. Thanks, and I truly wish you a great 2017. Chad. P.S. You told Rachel Ray to quit interrupting you. You might be a hero to a large portion of America.
I did tell Rachel Ray to stop interrupting me.
Attached her several nudes I took in the office. Wait, what? Chad!
No, they're not. Don't get poor Chad in trouble with his wife.
Chad.
Chad's a newlywed. Don't get him in trouble with his wife this early. Okay, so Chad has been with me for a long time. He was one of my dad's been people, and he's a dedicated podcast listener. He knows that the thing to do for ink stains is to use rubbing alcohol. Best not to do it. It seems counterintuitive, but if you've gotten a fresh ink stain on something that's fabric, try to blot up as much as you can with like, you know, paper towels or paper napkins or something, and let it dry a bit before you apply the rubbing alcohol, because what will happen is if you apply it to a fresh ink stain, the rubbing alcohol will flood the ink and make it spread and make it worse. However, if it's on your skin or on your desk or something like that, you don't need to worry about flooding, obviously. It's just with fabric. But yes, rubbing alcohol is indeed the thing for ink. It's true of fountain pen ink, and Chad is very wise to plan ahead, because as you get used to using a fountain pen, it is very, very easy to, you know, end up with like ink everywhere. They're elegant, but they're, you know, they're a little temperamental.
Like me.
So in any event, so there you go. Chad, you will be A-okay. So the thing is, Chad doesn't even need me. You know, he's got all this down pat. He just has a little crisis of confidence every once in a while, I think, is the issue, which is fine. We all have that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like when the hate mail comes in and people want me to be fired.
Clean Dave off the show.
just search Clean Dave off the show in your email. You'll find that email in 2 seconds. Come on.
Right.
It'd be funny.
All right. I don't know why you want... I mean, to be cruel to you, but
hate mail is fun. I haven't felt a real feeling in like 11 years.
I know,
it's great.
You really are so dead inside.
I'm totally dead inside.
Oh, look, it's the very first one in my in this folder. Do you want me to read it? Or?
Oh, let me read it. I'm excited.
Wait, I'm rereading it now. Oh, yeah, there was one line in there that I was like,
Let's see. Okay. This is from Jamie. Could be a guy, could be a girl. We don't know.
I think it's a girl.
It's a girl. Okay. Hey, Jolie. I've been a big fan of your show for a while, but I've stopped listening since you brought on your new co-host. I think he brings some negative vibes and counters you all the time. There's really no point in him being there.
Sorry, Dave.
I mean, to be fair, I do feel like my existence is pointless. Please clean him off. Would love to have it. Love to have it. Just you or another funny person. Wait, so she admits I'm funny. Which is all I really, that's all I'm after. That's all I'm after anyway. Thank you, Jamie. So, Jolie, how would you clean a person off of a... what's the...
I would put you in a bathtub and fill it with lye.
Jamie.
That's how I would clean a person away.
Let me just write down her phone number real quick here so I can call
her. Oh, my God. Well, she's one of the ones who included a phone number?
She has like a huge like...
She has a signature.
Yeah, at the
end. Don't send rude emails and include your personal contact information.
Oh, I see your Twitter handle. Let me go look it up.
It's a
business one though. It's not like hers.
Yeah, that's even worse though. To include your business information, like I could forward this to your boss and be your organization is harassing me. You know, I mean, I'm not going to do that. But like, be thoughtful about your emails. Not even because you should be a good citizen and not send rude emails to people, which you should be. But actually, just out of a measure of like self-preservation for yourself, be careful out there.
Trust me, based on the comments I get, people don't care about that one way or the other.
Yeah. Here's the thing that actually really like bugs me so much about that email is that the part where she said he constantly challenges you. Like
in what way have I ever? No, here's what I would do.
That never happens. Well, here's the thing. I mean, it does.
Does it?
Yeah, because you're like, no, I'm not going to do that. That's crazy, Jolie. But here's the thing.
Well, that's just me being lazy. That's not me saying you're wrong.
But here's the thing. It's also okay. Like, I can be challenged. Like, I'm not.
You're a strong woman.
That's right. meaning it's like, it's fine to question and it's fine to say like, that's crazy. I don't know. It was just like, people can.
Like, challenging to me would be like, if you were like, so the best way to do this would be to fill the bottle with two parts white vinegar and four parts water and spray it and leave it out. I'd be like, don't use white vinegar. That's like, that's not what I'm doing. Yeah, that's challenging.
No, here's the thing. I talked to, and we have another super faithful listener, Amy. Hey Amy, if you're out there listening, I was like emailing with her and I mentioned, I was like, hey, you know, like, how are you liking Dave? You know, I'm getting sort of some like mixed feedback. And she was like, I love Dave. He's a stand-in for the audience because he's the sort of the everyman.
Right.
And I was like, that's exactly why he's here. He's here to ask those questions.
Amy gets it.
Yeah. So Amy gets it. So anyway, on that note, I'm not going to clean Dave off the show. I like having Dave here. But that'll do it for this episode. We got to go record our bonus all about Bravo. I'm so excited to talk to you about Vanderpump Rules.
God.
So in the Housewives of New Jersey. So that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today and you would like to hear much more about Vanderpump Rules, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so very much. And of course, thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.